But right now, as we did yesterday, because Maff's apparently all on some couples retreat and they're all getting feedback and they're being given some coaching advice from relationship therapists, for some reason, our boss, Mad Mando, and our executive producer, Leon Shergren, well, it was our 50 shows together yesterday as a thruple, Fev, Nick and myself. Mm. So we had our first edition of thruples therapy.
I think Mando sometimes Boxy needs to justify her job because everything seems to be working really well, but she just throws in little curveballs.
I love you guys.
To try
to
derail our show. It's interesting.
Well, guys, Fev, Nick,
welcome to Fifi, Fev and Nick's co-host therapy.
That sounds nice, though. That sounds like I'm going to get a massage. And
now, you know, you and I don't know anything about this. Now, I don't know if Boxy does, but she looks very nervous. I've never seen her look so nervous.
No, I don't know anything about it. I just saw a word on the sheet, the rundown earlier, which makes me nervous because I don't like that word. Mm. And I find it very confronting, Leon. Now, welcome to the studio, our executive producer, who is also our therapist.
Who needs it more than anyone.
Which DJ, is questionable.
DJ slash therapist, which is, this is like the Gold Coast tradie slash stripper. It's not a good combo.
It's okay to feel a bit nervous. I want you to feel vulnerable this morning.
Oh. Okay. We don't want to feel vulnerable.
Today, the word that Boxy is a little bit worried about is insecurities.
Oh.
Which is
makes
what
you
we'll
feel
be
a bit vulnerable, that.
Well, that's about there. That's what we're doing here. We're going to make, you know.
I knew it wasn't going to be nice 2 days in a row. I'm not an idiot.
Insecurities about each other or your own?
Your own insecurities. This exercise will be helping you guys enhance your connections, sharing things about yourselves that may be confronting and hard to admit. Okay?
Yep.
So what I need you to do each, you've got a piece of paper in there and a pen in front of you.
Yeah.
I want you to each write down 2 or 3 insecurities about yourself.
What if you don't have that
Can
many?
You give examples? What's an insecurity?
Well, you could be easily jealous. Maybe you feel self-doubt. You're always procrastinating, maybe.
Do you want me to sit out?
You've got no insecurities.
He can't. This is amazing.
Surely you have some insecurities. Like, some things you... Some
I've written one. I've only
you've written one down.
I've got one insecurity in my whole life.
Well, you guys, well, look, here's some thinking music for you guys.
Oh, good.
Just
thank you. Okay.
I don't need any.
Just... writing down things that make you feel...
Nick needs another piece of paper.
That's one of my insecurities. I write too big. And that's why I need lots of paper, because my handwriting's massive.
So you're writing down 2 or 3 insecurities about yourself, not showing them to each other. This is... You know, maybe you worry about these things. These things sort of pop up in your mind every now and then.
This is awkward. Can I say, I'm not comfortable with this because I feel like, is this serious or not? Because I've written some things that could be quite serious, but then I worry that, are we making fun of this? Like, boys, are you taking this seriously or not? Or is this a joke?
Fiona.
Yes.
Stick to what the DJ Sherg said.
Well said.
Look, you guys were very honest and open and very nice yesterday. And I want you to continue being...
Okay.
Honest and open.
By throwing yourself under the bus.
How'd you go? Radio. Have you got some insecurities written down?
Yeah, but I went first yesterday. I'm not going first again.
Okay. All right. Well, so instead of reading them out, what I want to do is assign you each a couple, a partner, and you're going to guess what their insecurities are.
Oh,
God. If I've got Nick, I'm not staying here till after 9.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you know what, Fev? Why don't we start with you?
Yeah, go on.
Fev, why don't you guess a couple of Fifi's insecurities?
Her insecurities.
And then what we'll do, Fifi, after that, we'll match up and see how you went.
Okay, great.
God. See, I look at Fee and I don't think she'd have any insecurities.
Really?
Well, I don't think you would. Successful. You've got a beautiful family. You've got a great...
These are all securities, not
life.
Insecurities.
Yeah, no, but so I'm saying, like, what would her insecurities be? Like... Yeah. I don't think she'd have any. She's a single mum. She loves that. That's not an insecurity. Might be for other people, need that. Hold she doesn't on. Need that in her life. She's a strong woman.
That's very lovely, but I'm trying to sort of
push
you into that uncomfort zone.
You're trying to break us apart, Leon.
Nick, why don't you try and guess?
Might be the, sometimes, no, I can't say that.
Embrace it.
This is lean in, but I feel that I was going to talk about your twins. Sometimes they Well, that might be an insecurity.
Oh, wow.
Because it hurts your back sometimes. It makes you uncomfortable.
I'm not the
Is that an insecurity?
It's attached to one, so well done. Yeah. I reckon that was good.
Okay.
I think
that's an insecurity.
Well, Fev, can you take us through what you wrote down for some
of your insecurities? Well, the one I think Fev would be referring to was the double H's that have been double H since I had my second baby. Definitely body insecurities.
Yeah,
I'm a woman.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, and
I didn't really want to say that, but I thought that would be because it's uncomfortable for you.
Yeah,
I feel like we're making
progress. After you have a baby, I reckon a lot of women, and it's a shame, but that's the way we've been brought up and the way we see all the women on the telly looking amazing, and then you go, ooh, I'm a bit different now.
That's weird, isn't it?
Is that okay?
Because you literally made a person. Like, that should be celebrated. Like, that's insane. You made a human.
Mm. All right, well, Fifi, can you name maybe one of Nick's insecurities? I'd like you to guess one that he's written down.
Okay. Nick, I think... again, I feel like reiterating what Fev said. You are a very strong, successful, powerful man.
This is not fair.
Yeah. Are you saying my body's different after the baby? Is that what you're saying?
No, I was trying to say. I don't think you have insecurities. would an insecurity be like I imagine as a stand-up comedian that if you performed and nobody laughed, would that be an insecurity?
Oh, yeah. No, it's just not doing your job.
That'd be a
rough gig. you were pretty close on something though.
Yeah.
And I hate the idea of being like an earnest comedian. Nothing sickens me more than comedians that make serious points with no jokes. Not why you're here, idiot.
Yeah, Fifi, I think you've made a connection there.
Yeah. You know how much I hate that
there
stuff.
We go.
Yes.
All right, now, Nick, finally, you name any insecurities that Fev has?
Well, I think Fev only has one.
Yes.
And he's in radio, so it is a bit of a shame that it is the grasp of the English language.
I wouldn't have said that.
Well, sometimes you get worried about commas and full stop with grammar.
Punctuation.
Fev, can you reveal what your insecurity was?
Fev is looking at
you
his...
You said write three.
Okay.
Do you want me to read them all?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
You don't have
to. It's a safe space.
My chin.
Your chin?
What are you laughing at?
There's a purpose. There's a mental
health. You're the third.
I never even noticed it. You're
supposed to be helping.
Oh, Roger Ramjet head over here.
I actually went serious on this, guys.
Yeah. Your chin's great. You've got a solid chin.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, if I was on a Bonds ad.
Go on.
I went serious, Boxy.
I love that.
I actually wrote down three things that actually affect me.
Okay.
My reading and spelling. So well done, Nick.
Well, so you have a good connection with
Nick. That was point two.
But you're very smart, Fev, and I always say that to you.
Who cares about commas?
That's probably my number one was reading and spelling.
Yeah,
it was a real issue. And not being liked or loved. That's another insecurity.
Oh, but you're so liked and loved.
Mate, you're the therapist.
No, I'm just identifying the issue.
That were the three serious things that I wrote.
Fev, you really embraced the process.
He held up his piece of paper. I've had a look and he spelled every word correctly. So there you go. Number two is not necessary.